Hi guys, so I am Indrajit and you are listening my podcast. Okay, I have no idea what I am doing with my life. Yeah, you know, this is the very big problem. It's not now actually, every human life have this suffer this problem. So you have no idea about what you are doing with your life or what to do next. We have gathered some valuable advice that might help you along the way. So learn how to think smarter and getting your mind to focus properly. You are not alone. Many people have no idea what they are doing with their lives, and for those who do, life will ensure they don't get too comfortable, as it has a way of moving their chess every once in a while. When people don't have any idea what they are doing with their life, it's usually because either their parents did not set them up as an independent thinking young person, or their parents didn't, but the child somehow got off track. Either way, it's never too late to recalibrate our inner GPS. We can redeem ourselves by learning how to think smarter and then getting our minds to focus properly. We learn to think smarter by gaining exposure to those who have proven themselves. Since most of the time we don't actually have access to those people, I highly recommended delving head first into self-improvement book, YouTube, podcast and biographies. Pick someone who has achieved what you want to achieve and then study what they did so you can replicate it. Equally as important is learning about how your brain works. First, it's important to understand you have one brain and two minds. You have a conscious mind and subconscious mind. To understand why your life is in the state that is currently is, you must take a lot at what's not working in your favor. This gives an indication of your life subconscious programming that typically occurs between birth and 7 years old. If you want to fix your specific problem, you must first know what your actual problems are. There's a lot to be discovered under the surface of I have no idea what I am doing with my life. Change certain unconscious thoughts, beliefs and behaviors. Once you understand how your two minds work and how they might be working against you because of your childhood programming, you can begin to change certain unconscious thought, beliefs and behaviors. You can also begin to control your conscious mind better by becoming the driver of your life. Once you decide to actually drive your life, you can begin to focus on where you actually want to go. Hello, somebody, as my pastor sometimes says, are we awake yet? We must consciously awaken to that which has been unconsciously hidden from us for years. We have been living in oblivion and just did not know it. Now we learn to think properly. We are all born with a brain capable of thinking, but we must be taught how to think. It doesn't just happen naturally. From here, we can begin asking ourselves the important question, who am I? Number 2, what is my purpose on earth? Number 3, what is my spirit calling me to do? Number 4, what am I naturally inclined to do? Number 5, what problem can I solve for society? In this way, we begin to be the cause and not the effect of our thoughts. Even more significant is that when we realize our lives really are not for us per se, but rather for us to live in service of humanity, we begin to find a purposeful and dignified direction to move into. This is the difference between an ego-driven life and a spirit consciousness-driven life. To recognize the difference, the former will say, I want, and the latter will say, how can I serve? This is the start of answering fundamental question, what I am doing with my life. Challenge yourself by trying new things and learning what you are capable of. A lot of people go through the crisis of, I have no idea what I am doing with my life. These people tend to not be on a path towards something they are passionate about, and this can leave them feeling lost. Vulnerable and frustrated with themselves, it can be hard to be in such a position, and it can feel like a desperate need to find direction in life. A great way to handle these kinds of feelings is to embrace it. If you don't know which way to go in life, try putting yourself in an uncomfortable position. When we are comfortable, we cannot grow. When we challenge ourselves by trying new things and learning about what we are capable of, the question of where to go in life narrows into a realistic goal. It is also important to remember that your passion can be outside of work. Some people simply work to live, and that's okay. Pursuing your passion outside of work is a good thing to do, especially if your interests are not lucrative. So explore the ACT breakthrough success model. You are a unique person with a unique internal guidance system which is present to direct you towards happiness and fulfillment in your life. Lack of awareness and disconnection from this source causes confusion, identity crisis, and misdirected efforts to achieve fulfillment. Unless you recognize that this connection exists and tune into it, life's event will continue to appear to be ad hoc and meaningless, leaving you feeling lost. There are 3 important elements in finding what you need to do with your life. I have described it in a framework or model, the peace, power, profits, ACT, breakthrough success model. In this model, ACT is awareness, awareness, ACT means awareness, creation, and transformation. The first place to start is with awareness. Awareness requires that you first become aware of who you are, the action you are taking, and how they impact you and others. This requires a reconnection to source, what I call super consciousness. This is a still small voice inside that usually generates a gut sensation when something is right or not right for you. Being attuned to this and understanding what the sensation mean is the biggest factor in helping you to know what to do with your life. The second piece to awareness requires turning into others, not in the sense that you allow them to overwhelm your sense of yourself, but rather to notice how they impact you, your result, and even the thoughts you have of yourself. Too often people allow others' impression or opinion to impact their lives, tuning out their own internal guidance, which when followed always leads to a place of satisfaction and peace of the in the end. The third piece of awareness is awareness of your environment. Yes, your organized space is important, but it is much more than this. It's paying attention to elements in your environment which often are messengers to your healing and fulfillment. Without awareness, however, you will never get to a place of identifying what to do with your life. Creation is the next process you follow once your awareness is engaged. This allows you to dream, to plan, to set in motion from a vibrational and practical standpoint the thing your awareness cues you into as being important. Transformation is the process of executing on those things you have created as a result of your awareness. The three action interchangeably and not always linearly. Following this initial step will get you farther along the journey of knowing what to do with your life. As an academic dean, I worked with traditional and adult students who wanted a college degree but had no idea what they wanted to do with their lives. Often students have been told they can do anything they want and have been told that they have all the time they need to figure it out. This might work in our 20s, but as people approach their 30s, a bit of panic sets in. Many students choose a default degrees as such as business, thinking they can at least make money, but with no sense of direction. Here are many suggestions. Go out in the world and see what the options are. There are more careers than college majors. Talk with people who have different careers, shadow people at work. Explore and stay open to options. You can say no when something does not fit, but be willing to say maybe to new option. It is fine to listen to advice from your friends and family, but you do not need to take their advice. You need to find a direction that works for you. Read Barbara Sears book, I Could Do Anything If I Knew What It Was. Read others' book, okay, on topics that you find engaging. You might be interested in ideas and topics you did not know existed. Expand your world. Life is more than just a job. What we need is a sense of meaning and purpose. There needs to be a balance between your emotional, spiritual, physical and financial world. You might not have a career that guarantees $1 million saving account, but you might enjoy it and be good at it. You might improve the lives of the people you work with by being a great team member. Or perhaps silence love working with you because you make them feel heard. You might be in a life stage that requires you to focus on children or older parents, but this is just a life stage. We often lives our lives in stages, some that are more fulfilling than others. We can find meaning and purpose in each stage, and be open to different focus in another stage. So perhaps right now you feel that you don't know what you are doing with your life, but perhaps you are being the best person you can be in this situation and need to ride it out. At the same time, be open to new opportunities, and lastly, be willing to talk with expert on career, spiritual, physical, emotional coaching. Follow our passions and you have never go wrong. In my current work, I interact with a lot of people who are just starting out in the workforce. One question that I commonly ask: what core values do you live by? Unfortunately, many people struggle to answer this question, and this is a problem. Many of us have lost our grounding. We don't know who we are and what we want because we have allowed society to answer this question for us. When I mentor individuals, I always start with the because. In essence, I always ask you, you want to do this because, and I encourage them to fill in the blanks. The why of it all is what gets you through the obstacles that life throws our way. The biggest lesson that I have learned throughout my journey is to be resilient, and this applies to whether you are starting from a scratch or recreating yourself. I have learned that resilience is highly understood, yet it is necessary to stand strong in the face of endless disappointment and limited opportunity. It is not about falling down, it's about growing the resilience in ourselves to get back up. Finding your path in life also comes down to how you define success, and even happiness. A great place to start is cultivate your curiosity. What are you passionate about or curious about? Follow your passion and you will never go wrong. Successful people are often successful because they are doing the very thing that they would be doing, no matter if they made money at it or not. Discover tools that will help you explore the life you want to lead. There are several tools that will help someone imagine and explore what kind of life they want to lead and who they want to be. Guided visions. The purpose of a guided vision is to walk the person through a series of questions that will allow that person's imagination to paint a vivid picture of something. in the scenario of determining what to do with their life, a great guide or vision would walk the participant through the perfect day 10 years from now. The benefit of utilizing the guided vision format rather than simply writing out answer to be to predetermined question is that it frees the mind to go in any direction as fast or slow as it wants to go. The participant doesn't answer the question out loud, but rather notices what comes to mind as the various questions are posed. It works best in quiet setting with eyes closed, followed by several minutes of free writing. Participants in guided vision are often surprised by what comes to write. Will of life. This is a great tool to gain perspective on current circumstances. Simply draw a circle and divide it into a 8 piece of P. Each slice of the P represents a different aspect of a person's life. Participant can add or remove slices to represent what they seen as the various faiths that make up their life circumstance. Within each category, the participant then rates their own current level of satisfaction, 10 being the most satisfied and I being the least satisfied. This tool provides clarity on what's going well and what's not going well, and helps the individual identify areas on which they had like to focus. Compass series for those who are looking for more personal guidance, they can recheck out a recent series on identifying what is truly at the core of the life they are striving for. It is a 4-part short video series that walks participants through the idea of utilizing a compass as their tool to guide them through life, how to find their true north, how to leverage their true north and determine their life non-negotiables. Plan and write a vision for your life. First of all, breathe. Everyone literally feels this way at some points in their lives. It's normal and okay. Second, the fact you are audited and asking is a sign you recognize you are not living up to your full potential. So you need to focus on finding out what your why for living is and how to get a place that makes you proud. You do not have to think you are stuck. Instead, focus on what you are what you like, really like. What bring you joy? What would you do all day for free and love it? This is helping you find your passion. Passion does not always pay the bills. So what are you doing today that will help you get there and not be broke? Make a plan, write a vision for your life. Now you are no longer confused or feeling left behind. You know exactly what you want, so work towards it daily, little by little. Your big why is your purpose. As you double in your passion, which might not be your day job, you will get clues that lead you to purpose. The purpose requires you to grow up, to focus, to lead in some way. Are you ready? Then keep moving forward. It will find you. Good luck. And keep moving forward. Not saying stuck, do it anyway. Oh, sorry. Know your passion and talents. In order to know what you want to do with your life, you need to know who you are. It will take the energy to really look at yourself and the courage to stop looking at what everyone else is telling you would be the right path. I guide all of my silence to begin by looking at passion. In order to live an exceptional life, you have to have the determination to work hard and be curious and creative, and that only comes when you are doing something you love. But passion alone is not enough. You will look at your talents and combine them with your passion to focus in on the place where you can really begin to add value in a unique way. For example, your passion may be children, but talents can be lead you to be pediatrician or a preschool teacher. You also want to know what success looks like to you. It is money or freedom or kindness, creativity. You will certainly have a list of a few characteristics that you believe makes someone a success. A simple way to discover what you think success means is to look at people you admire and figure out why. Lastly, look at happiness. What do you need? Big city, country, free coffee, travel for work? Make a long list of what makes you happy. But by combining passion, talent, success and happiness, you get a clear picture of who you are, and you can use this knowledge to guide your decisions about what to do with your life by aligning your choices with your authentic self. You will be living an exceptional, fulfilling life. Write down your objectives and goals and then go for it. If there was a magic want to figure out what to do next, everyone would want it. Creating your life together, really, it's not for the faint of heart. There are blood, sweat and tears that go into the process. It becomes harder the older you get, because there are more barriers to having the time to figure it out. You have bills and responsibilities and the daily stresses of life. It's normal to have a certain level of uncertainty, but sometimes you have to act while scared. Do the vision board, write down objectives and goals, and then go for it. Failure is not the end of the world, and growth, happiness, when you go outside your comfort zone and do something different that's unfamiliar. Life is lived in real time, and we are all doing the best we can. Decide each day to do something that helps you become a better version of yourself and be consistent in doing it, you will be fine. Use words and images to identify your goals. Recently, I led a vision board workshop in which attendees used words and images to identify their goals. The feedback I received was that many of attendees were so busy taking care of life of family members that they neglected thinking about their own needs. Recognizing what you want to do with your life takes time and introspection. Here are a few of my favorite ideas of connection with what you want or need. Create an action list. Some ideas include information gathering about something that interest you, sharing your goal with a friend, loved one, a coach, a mentor, saving money, decluttering your home, workshop or car. Even the act of planning a positive step, track your progress. You may not reach your target in one fell swoop. However, recognizing you are making headway will keep you motivated. Memorize your terms, even the small ones, in a journal. Be flexible. Your the journey and associated awareness may prove more important than your intended outcome. By willing to shift gears as new information and insight appear, take time to look inwards. When I finished school, I had no idea what I would do with my life. I was riddled with anxiety and felt completely overwhelmed by the endless amount of choices. While I understand that choices is a privilege, and this is definitely a first world problem, it is still a very real one. At that, many students just like me leave the school gates each year, confused by which direction they will head. So how can we find our direction with so many suits and goods? It's important that we take time to look inwards. Whenever I feel stifled by indecision, I take time to reflect on what is important to me, what I am interested in, without putting too much pressure on a single right answer about my future, by stopping and thinking about what feels right for now. If I could go back in time and give my younger out self and one piece of advice, I would tell her to keep moving forward and trying new thing without feeling the pressure to have it all figured. I would encourage her to trust that if she continues to stay mindful of her own interest and keeps growing as a person, then her path will unfold as it should. Find your purpose. If you don't know what you are doing with your life, then it's actually a sign of intelligence and independence. It means that you have chosen to question the programming and the conditioning you have absorbed your entire life. Very few people do this. So what to do next? First, you want to get clear on your purpose. Purpose will, among other things, have all of the following characteristics. Number one, it will focus on activities that are match for your natural preference. For example, an introvert should not do sales, and someone who doesn't like details should not be a tax account. It will align you with a mission that resonates with your general motivational tendencies. It will allow you to fulfill your specific personal core values. Getting truly clear on this requires a lot of self-discovery. It can help to find a mentor or coach. Next, operationalize that purpose into a career that meets your financial targets, which is far more possible than most people realize. Then lay out the steps between wherever you are now and where you want to go. Finally, execute with passion, drive, and conviction, and resilience. Aside from finding purpose, the procedure is fairly simple. Through it is by no means easy. Such it is with all things worthwhile in life. Write down ideas and goals. It is normal to come to a state in your life when you are uncertain about your next step. As humans, we are on a journey of recreating ourselves and never becoming a finished product. Have a notebook and a pen you can carry around and write down your ideas next. Understand that everything is figure outable by doing. Experience allow you to learn about yourself. Figure out what you enjoyed and what you dislike. Try new things with a belief that you can do anything. Utilize resources online to learn about industries and career of your interest. Shadow of interview professional in the field and find out how can you can do anything. Utilize resource online to learn about industries and career of your interest and shadow or interview or of a professional in the field and find out how can test the waters via internship or volunteering. How to get internship? So write goals. It is important to celebrate the small wins in life. Exercise that gratitude muscles. Focus on your progress and deduce how to improve your habits, mindset, and skills. Lastly, embrace uncertainty like an adventure. You will be amazed by your own self-discovery. Stretch your comfort zone and try out new thing. At age 50, I had a start over. I got divorced and sober from alcoholism because an empty nester, and was living alone for the first time in my life to explore the contours of how I wanted to live the next chapter of my diet. I tried 50 new things in my fifth year, including physical challenges, lifestyle challenges, spiritual endeavors, learning, teaching, travel, and thrilling seeking adventures. Stretching my comfort zone and trying to new things and ways of living distilled for me what was most important to me and how I would design my life in accordance with my values. Sometimes it takes choices or coming to a valley in life to promote someone to make real challenges. Every person and situation has the capacity to teach us something if we are open to the lesson, because I was ready to change everything in my life and take a hard and honest look at my action. I was able to grow. As a result, my whole outlook on life has changed. I'm grateful every day for the blessing I have, and take time to appreciate them. I am now deeply intentional with how I use the precious and limited commodity of time, and I try each day to drink fully from the cup of life. It's your life, and it's you. It's up to you what you do with it. And each day you get a new opportunity to craft part of your story. Take a closer look into your envy and jealousy, one tip that always helps with defining what is it that you really want is to take a closer look into your envy and jealousy, where you may think, oh no, I never experienced this bad stuff. What happens in reality is that we tend to suppress those emotions because society perceives them as a negative. But actually, okay, those emotions are upside down dreams and desires that we don't allow in our lives. Once you find what you want with all your heart, the universe will conspire to make it happen. Your life will fill up with purpose. It's not stay. It's not easy. It requires a commitment to personal growth. Visualize your goals and the direction you want your life to go. I have been in this position before. Here's what I have to say. Imagine what you figure future look and feels like. Imagine all the things you want out of life: adventure, happiness, money, freedom, you name it. Imagine how you want to spend your future, what your work and passion look like. Once you have this image, I want to reverse engineer the steps from your goal to where you are now. In other words, work backward to create the steps it takes to get from your goal to your current position in life. And this will help visualize your goal and the direction in which you want your life to go. So thank you. It's enough time.
Good morning, guys. I am Indrajit Allar, and you are listening my podcast. And I am now going to share the art of speed reading, how to rapidly improve your reading speed without getting overwhelmed. The art of speed reading, how to rapidly improve your reading speed without getting overwhelmed. Okay, this book is introduction. Okay, it is said that knowledge is power. It is in the spirit of this quest that many people look to improve their reading skill by learning the art of speed reading. For those who of you who are not already familiar with the concept behind speed reading, speed reading is defined as a method of reading rapidly by assimilating several words or phrase at a glance, or by skimming. People choose to learn how to speed read for a variety of different reasons. However, no matter what their personal motivation, most people can easily agree that learning this incredible method of reading will not only increase your knowledge base but also have an amazing effect on your overall quality of life. By increasing the speed at which you are able to read and comprehend information, you will vastly increase your knowledge base and thus increase your power. In today's competitive job market, imagine the edge that you will have over the competition if you are able to absorb information at a speed 3 times faster than any other applicant. Putting your speed reading skills to use in the workplace is only the beginning of the amazing thing you will able to accomplish. Your once you have mastered that mastered the art of speed reading, you will be able to use this skill to absorb information about many topics that is relevant to your life at a speed that until now you could only imagine. If you have an interest in learning how to fix your own vehicle, you will be able to read the information relative to this goal in a matter of minutes instead of days. The possibilities are really literally endless. Throughout the course of this report, we will examine the reason behind slow reading, the way you read now, and discuss the speed reading techniques that can change the way you read forever. You should be aware that all of the techniques in this report require a persistent effort on your behalf. The process of learning how to speed read is very similar to learning every new skill. It is only through applying the techniques that you learn and consistently practicing these techniques that you will reach your full speed reading potential. Now that you understand what speed reading is and why speed reading is so vital to your individual success, it is time to get started on your very own path to personal greatness. Now, how to relax? Okay, this is a very famous things. How to relax? Stop being wise, take a break, and get better result while doing less. Your rituals create your life. No, there's no need to tell you why stress, the negative kind, is bad. It's well documented how dangerous it is to your mental and physical health and why it's so important to avoid it. You have also read about healthy eating and regular exercise in numerous books and articles, have not you? I am not here to tell you a obvious thing, what is frequently downplayed through is the importance of your rituals. By rituals, I don't mean habits like exercising 3 times per week or flossing. I am talking about creating an empowering structure of your day, of which the most important part is what you do in the morning. For years, I did not have a proper morning ritual. Consequently, I started each day reacting to the world. There was no time for introspection in the morning, and it's easy to forget to stop for a second during the day. If you wake up, then don't feel control over your day. Guess how it will influence the rest of your working hours. The first step to stop being too busy and overwhelmed during the day is to develop your morning routine. The state in which you start your day shapes your state of mind for the entire day. If you wake up groggy, stressed out, thinking whether you can make it to work or your home office on time, the reacting to the events happening around you, your spouse reminding you to pick the kid up from school, your hungry son waiting for breakfast, your cat mewing for food, meow, and your dog breaking for a walk, you enter a reactive, restless state of mind that will guide you the entire day. It's almost as if busyness is a little monster walking off with you, following you from the moment you get up to the moment you go to sleep again. Hey, do this, you need to do that. That requires your attention now. It's croaking into your ear from the second you open your eyes and off you go, like an obedient dog. Fortunately, there's a simple solution to these problems. Wake up 20 minutes earlier and perform your morning ritual. A proper morning routine should consist of activities that will clear your mind and help you calm down before you enter the frenzy of busyness and let it ravage your mind. Slow down and get more oxygen. Meditation is one of the key to an empowering, claiming morning routine. A meta-analysis of 47 studies on meditation shows that meditation can reduce psychological stress and improve mental health related quality of life. The simple act of sitting still and focusing on your breath can decrease symptoms of depression, anxiety, and even alleviate pain. For some people, meditation is associated with discomfort because they tried it once and twice and could not calm their inner monologue. If you have a similar experience, don't skip this chapter thinking you are not good at meditation. A racing mind happens to every new to meditation. The key of implementing meditation in your life is to start small. Even if you meditate for just 5 minutes a day, the mere practice will reduce your stress. Even if your thoughts are jumping from one thing to another the entire time. I had always wondered how to meditate, but the books about it were lengthy and made it a highly spiritual, difficult thing to do. Turns out meditation is much simpler than most people believe, and no lengthy book is needed to master it, although it can help you if you want to learn more about it. The key is meditation is to focus on the present moment and the sensation traveling through your body while you sit still. Here's a simple step explanation of how to do it. Number one, still. Okay, sit still in a comfortable position. Don't stand up. Okay, don't lie down. Okay, sit with an upright posture. Some proponents of meditation practice meditation while standing up or lying down, but for most people it's not a good idea. If you suffer from back pain or other conditions that prevent you from sitting upright for a few minutes, then consider lying flat on your back. Unless you are super flexible, forget about the cross-legged lotus position you have seen in movies and photos. The three most common and easiest positions for beginners are sitting on the edge of the chair with your back straight. Your back has to be straight, unsupported by the chair. It can be can be as simple as that. Though I find it more trying than other positions, sitting cross-legged, it's easy and common among beginners. Sitting on a pillow will make it more comfortable. I find it too straining for my back, hence I prefer the third option, Sija position. Sija, fold your legs underneath your thigh and rest your buttocks on your heels. For more comfort, you can put a pillow under your rear. Try all of these positions and find out which one works best for you. If you are so inclined, get a meditation seat or cushion. Set an alarm on your phone. Just don't use a obnoxious loud alarm that will give you a heart attack. Or better yet, use a meditation app. At first, 3 to 5 minutes is more than enough. Number two, close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Simple counting on inhale to exhale and three, inhale to exhale works best. Or you can also count each breath until you reach to 100. At first, don't expect to reach more than 20 before you lose your concentration. Don't get angry, just start again from zero. Once you get better at maintaining focus, you can stop counting your breaths and focus on the general feeling of relaxation spreading through your body. Number three, focus on the sensation in your body as you inhale and exhale. Start from your feet and go upward, trying to relax every little muscle. Lose tension in your feet, calves, thighs, hips, stomach, arms, hands, finger, neck, jaw, and so on. You will be surprised how much tension you store in certain parts of your body, including tension in the places you were not aware of before, such as your chin. If you lost your focus, bring it back to your breathing and the sensation in your body. Don't get discouraged. It's part of the process. Repeat the practice every single morning. Don't make your sensation longer until you become comfortable sitting still for 5 minutes. It's better to add an additional minute every other week or so, or add a second decision in the day, rather than get discouraged when you find yourself unable to focus. Note, you can also use meditative techniques during your day. It's time you get distracted, return to your breathing region, focus and go back to what you were doing. Over time, your default response to getting distracted will be focus on your breathing instead of on the distraction. What are the next step after meditation? Meditation will put you in a calmer, more introspective state of mind. The second part of the ritual should incorporate some kind of positive thinking to get nagging thoughts out of your head. I recommended a simple practice of your expressing gratitude and appreciation for what you have. Various studies show that gratitude improves well-being and helps maintain positive mood. Moreover, gratitude strengthens our relationships with our parents, improves connection and satisfaction with them, and is important to maintain intimate bonds. Each morning, think of the 3 to 5 things or more if you want for which you are grateful. It takes second and positive state you will enter thanks to this simple practice will tremendously improve your mood. Don't underestimate the power of gratitude. It's more important than your belief. After meditation and gratitude, review your personal documents detailing your vision and most important goals for the next month. Don't have them yet. Write them down